Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue, Angelo was taken over by Gorilla Grodd. And also, in this issue, I say Parley again instead of Reddick. So, just keep that in mind. Alright, let's get to the episode.
Issue 330.
Yeah, so we open up on Fiona in a... Well, I'd call it a straight jacket because that's about all she's wearing is a straight jacket and some panties.
Well, but I'm pretty sure that
the panties are part of the straight jacket. Yeah,
so, I don't understand that.
I mean,
it's a bad hospital.
I would say, but at this time, you know, then again, you know, maybe they didn't have the kind of attendance that you'd really want to take. I mean, because you got to think, you know,
well,
Fiona's a pretty hot lady, and
so there are straight jackets that will cover your body and your crotch, right?
Like that's because that keeps it from sliding over your head.
Okay. Why does she not have pants underneath?
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing. Like,
and that they've got her tied down spread eagle to the bed.
Yeah. Like, she can easily just sit up if she wanted to.
This has got, like, the horrible doctor rapist thing written all over it. Like, hardcore.
Well, and she's reliving everything.
Dude, she's got some huge feet.
Okay.
Well, look at her toes. She's got four toes. And two of them are big Ninja Turtle toes.
She's got five. The pinky one's really small. You're reading on your phone.
Oh, okay. I see it now after I zoom in.
Yeah. She is just... She's talking out loud and basically going over her life with Barry. Like, oh, I met you and I was so happy and I'll get married and it'll be great, but you never showed up. And then there was a reverse Flash and the Flash killed him because he had to. And as she's talking this entire time, we have this nurse that walks in, and he goes under the bed and grabs his recorder that he had planted and, you know, plays it back just to see what he heard, what she talked about. And, you know, it says the Flash couldn't stop him, or could stop him only by killing him. And he's like, all right, cool. Now I'm going to have all this money thanks to you, and there's nothing you can do about it because you're crazy. You can't sue me. It's wonderful. But before he can actually leave, he goes vibrating through the wall.
Well, it shows in the picture before that there's this spinning cyclone of, you know, crimson and yellow in Fiona's room because, I mean, what's a creeper to do but stalk her while she's in the psych ward?
I'd like to think he just showed up, like, right at that moment.
No, he'd been sitting there for a while.
I know he has. But so the Flash was there, obviously, and he starts vibrating this guy through the wall, and I like this nurse's take. He's like, I'm moving so fast. I'm vibrating through the wall. There's only one explanation. It must be that murderer, the Flash. Like, already this guy's thinking he did just listen to a tape saying that he killed Reverse Flash. But the Flash is flying him through the halls out of this hospital. Mind you, he's holding him by his shoulders.
Yeah.
Feet first in front of him.
Until it gets down to this last picture of
where he stops and then his
throws him
head
face
apparently
first.
Goes
yeah.
First. I want to point out, like, he sends him through this car wash and he's going so fast that he just blazes through, doesn't really I don't know if,
how did he land without dying?
I don't think he landed, dude. Like, unless that is him and
that mush at the end was him.
I don't think it is.
Oh, so, like, he's still flying?
Personally, I think he just sent him through the car wash so fast, he went through and he hit a wall. He's fucking dead. Like, that's my assumption.
And the tally is up to two.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably... Well, no, I guess it could be there at the end. I don't know. I like this, though. The one guy is like, what do we charge a guy who leaves his car behind? I guess you don't charge him anything? Charge him for the car? I don't know. Flash takes the tape, destroys the recorder, and rushes back to Fiona just to make sure she's okay. Before the nurses see him, the other nurses see him in there, he rushes off as they come in to do their rounds.
Giving her medication?
Yeah. We are back at the police headquarters, and Angelo's mom is talking to Detective Curtis.
About Angelo missing?
Yep. He's been gone for, did they say, a couple hours? The action just say he's missing.
Yeah, it's not like him to be gone for so long.
Yeah. So maybe a day?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Or at least, you know, at least over 10 hours, I'd assume.
I will, I don't think you can see it there, but I will point out, apparently Detective Curtis goes to the same nightclub that Peter Farrelly goes to.
Yeah, no, you can't really see it in this one because it's too small, but it looks, yeah. But yeah, once you zoom in on that, that is definitely some fishnets he's wearing there.
So bad. But Curtis is like, you know what? He's a good kid. We'll find him. We will start looking right now. We get a couple quick panels of Mr. Parley on TV, CCTV, and they're asking...
That's a Central City, not closed caption.
Yep. Thank you for that. Good clarification. Talking to him about what are the Flash's chances of acquittal with this unknown attorney. And Mr. Parley is like, none.
Practically new.
Like, this is a guy who... He's a small town lawyer. Who the fuck is this guy? Like,
he's lacking nobody. The sophistication experience of the counsel he might easily find in the city.
Yeah. So, obviously, like, he's saying this because he's been slighted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's being a bitch.
Basically. We go to Peter and Flash going over the details of what happened. And Flash is saying it was all a bit of a blur. It happened really fast. The Reverse Flash was streaking toward Miss Webb. His intent was all too obvious. It was all I could do to latch onto him, prevent him from reaching her. He struggled. I held him by his neck to stop him. But I could tell he wanted to go on, do what he had planned. I released him. He fell, and he didn't get up again. I knew something was wrong. But I went over instead to see if Miss Webb was all right. And
I was oblivious to anything else until I heard someone call attention to the angle of the Reverse Flash's neck.
Yeah, and it's... If this is... I'm going to say it's true. Like, I believe him.
Yeah.
Like,
he didn't actually mean to kill the Reverse
Flash. In the heat of the moment,
You could even tell when we're looking through that, the issues.
Yeah,
the original... didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he literally just grabbed a hold of him, and as the Reverse Flash's momentum pulled him forward, it...
snapped his neck.
Yeah.
So he went down. He's like, okay, cool. You're... Because...
Incapacitated.
At this time, he's out. He's not dead. He's out. So he goes to take care of the victim.
Well, his fiance.
Still didn't... Not going to reveal that yet.
But no, there... To him, like, in his own mind,
Yeah.
He was going to check on his fiance to make sure that she was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what was important to him.
Exactly. We go back downtown to the police headquarters where Flash is talking to Captain Fry. And Fry has asked Flash about putting up some posters. Well, not put up posters, but look into trying to find Barry Allen. And of course, Flash is like, you want me to look for Barry Allen? Like, I guess.
Actually, he says, you want me to search for Barry Allen? Like, how fucking dumb do you have to be, secret identity?
Found it.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I don't know where he's at. Slowly pulls mask back.
As they're talking, Curtis walks up and he's like, if you're taking a request for finding people, could you also look for Angelo? He's missing. And I like this because the minute that Curtis asks about finding Angelo... Flash is like, all right, gentlemen, I'm on the case.
Yep.
He doesn't say what case. He doesn't say which one he's going to go look for. I mean, even though we know he's going to look for Angelo,
yeah,
because Barry Allen is technically not missing. But I found that funny.
Yeah.
It was just funny. So he goes running around. He searches everywhere through the city. He's going so fast.
And then obviously. He starts doing loops around the city.
Yeah, he's looking. He's looking in town. He's looking on the outskirts. He doesn't know. He ends up seeing this...
smoke?
It's a colored gas floating around the sky.
Stretching along like some kind of natural phenomenon?
Well, like a long snake. And it starts to move like it was like the come here, like the little finger come here thing. So he starts following it and he sees it pop up with like this swirl. So he starts swirling around it because he feels compelled to do that. Because what it is, it's Grodd luring him into this trap. And so they both go in. and they're entering into the Nether Dimension, which apparently is this dimension that the gorillas, not only Grodd, but gorillas from Gorilla City can access.
Access, and they train there or something? Yeah. Okay, so here's my question. If you woke up in the Nether Dimension with a used condom hanging out of your sore butt, would you tell anybody?
What?
Look at the way he's laying. What do you think Grodd did to him before he walked away? Grodd wants to know if you want to go camping.
Jesus Christ.
That's bad.
That's horrible.
That's terrible.
Anyways.
Okay. So Flash wakes up in this realm. He has no idea where he's at. But he starts hearing his name. Actually, he starts seeing his name, which I found interesting. I found that kind of funny.
I can see his cries for help.
Yeah. He chases after it, and he finds Angelo. And he's being chased by one of the vultures in this flying ship. Like this flying... This almost looks like a very Cobra from G.I. Joe.
Oh, hardcore, ship. Yeah.
80s totally works. So...
You know, crazy wings. There's not actually enough to have any flight whatsoever.
Correct.
And weird little disjointed pieces angling off.
And yet directions. It's able to fly through the air. Like, so Flash grabs Angela out of the way, puts him somewhere safe, and then goes back to fight this guy. He's somehow able to run up the beam.
Oh, you know what it is, don't you? The Flash can move so fast that the beam actually has more particles in it than the air does, which would make him able to run up it.
Okay.
There. Science.
Comic science.
Yeah.
But right before he gets to basically start pummeling this guy, him and the ship just like...
It splooges like everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, it was odd. But Flash was just like, okay, I guess stop worrying about him. I'll go check on Angelo. And gets back to him. And Angelo mentions that, you know, we need to find someplace safe because we'll never be safe for long, but we need to try to find somewhere because Grodd will be here soon.
Yes.
And, you know, once Flash hears Grodd, he's like, oh, that explains everything now. You know, he's the one who brought me here. And so they start to wander off. We see the last two members of the Vultures kind of talking it over. And they're like, wow, Grodd did a really good job convincing the Flash that our buddy was destroyed. But I don't know where he's at now. Like, he disappeared. And Grodd's like, oh, he's fine. With my mental capabilities, it was just easy enough to make the Flash think he's dead. He'll show back up when he needs to. And then he tells him that in this realm that we're in, you can have any wish you want. You know, so apparently the other Vulture's wish was to have this flying G.I. Joe ship that could attack the Flash. Okay, well, this next guy, his wish is to have this giant metal suit.
Right.
I guess it's like more of a rocket-powered suit. And he goes to tackle the Flash and starts
his
just
name's
like...
Red Rover.
So fucking stupid.
Apparently they sent Barry on over.
Nice. So he, like, tackles the Flash. Flash tries to vibrate out of this the grapple. It doesn't work, and they end up start tumbling everywhere. And they end up tumbling off a cliff. Well, this guy is so disoriented that he starts up his rockets
and blasts himself into the ground.
Straight into the ground.
A splat.
Yeah, just because where he was, the angle he was at, he was head first into the ground. And the rockets just made him just fall right into it. And then he goes splooges out. Flash is still trying to figure out what's going on. The entire time, he feels like his power is being drained. Like, he's not having enough power.
He can't go fast enough.
Yeah. And before he can get back... Or Angelo comes running up, but before he can really, like, get himself reacclimated to what's going on, the third and final Vulture pops up. And he wished for strength and speed. Which... That's actually pretty damn smart.
Yeah.
And he tackles Flash, and then he, like, throws him. Like, he tosses him away, and then he starts running after him to go, I guess, tackle him again and then start pummeling him. But the Flash, he's trying to do what he can to run away, but he's just not feeling it. And this last guy, he's about ready to almost clothesline.
Take out the Flash.
Yeah, take him out, but Grodd
throws a rock.
Yeah, he grabs this rock and just throws him. And
explodes him.
Yeah.
Into a sploop of...
Yeah, because he basically said, you know, you're not going to be the one to take out the Flash. That's reserved for me.
And then he sits there in the little mind bubbles. It's amazing how I was able to manipulate the Flash's confidence by using the little kid and then slowly drain his speed away from him.
Yep. Well, and to be fair, he did it right.
It was a smart move. Yeah.
And that's the end of that issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.